About Love. Part 5. Expectations and Commitments. When people feel love for or from someone, they usually have expectations about how both of them will behave. Usually, these expectations are just assumed, not discussed. People often expect loyalty to their image, family, and reputation. Some expect people who love them not to say anything they don't want to hear. When two people's expectations differ, one might feel betrayed in the future even if the other person had no such intent. Since love cannot be measured, given, or received, it cannot be exchanged. If we want or expect anything in exchange for our love, we want to trade actions, not love. Notice that the very moment we even think about getting, wanting, commitments, or duties, we instantly remove ourselves from the wonderful state of love and unity. It is impossible to give something from oneself to oneself. Nothing changes hands. Exchanges require more than one party, separate from each other, whereas love means we know our unity. Contracts require two separate parties and stipulate rights and duties of each. Each party has a right to the other party fulfilling the specified commitments and a duty to fulfill one's own commitments. If a party has no duties, in law it is not considered a contract and cannot be enforced. A duty or commitment is a type of bondage. It may be a joyful, willing bondage, but it is nonetheless bondage. When we make a commitment with someone we already love, we both become bound. There can be great power and benefit in such a contract between people who love each other. A lifelong marriage commitment creates a haven of safety for children and allows adults to have a permanent companion in life. Having a long-lasting relationship with someone we can count on is the primary factor in living a long and happy life. Reference: Harvard Longevity Study, 2017. We can keep commitments with love or without, with joy or without, with or without a sense of burden. Placing demands on someone we love may be appropriate, but it is not love. Telling our foot that we will no longer regard it as part of ourself if it doesn't do what we want is simply not something we could say to a part of our own being. Making requests, however, is different. When we ask someone to do something without any threat of rejection or anger, both people remain free. There is no disruption in the awareness of unity. Love stays, love thrives. If someone wants to constrain someone else out of personal desire or need, it is not love. Love does not seek to bind, impose, or possess. A desire to possess someone can be a doomed attempt to realize unity. Dominating or possessing someone is not unity, but leans toward evil. Every soul created by God, our source, has the right to make its own choices and experience the results. Love itself is free. Love is a state of awareness, and it cannot be bound, forced, exchanged, negotiated, or extorted. Everyone is free to love. We can be aware of our oneness with anyone, anytime, and of our unity with the rest of the universe, too. Love itself is always good, and the more, the better.